This is After Hours programming on HRN. The views and opinions of this show do not reflect those of HeritageRadioNetwork.com, Heritage Foods USA, or any of our sponsors. Again, this is After Hours programming on HRN.
Gunwash News Time, everybody. It is 7:30 p.m. here on Gunwash Radio at HeritageRadioNetwork.com. I'm Aaron. Everyone is here. Thank you for the special wishes. Diamond is doing better. She has come home from the hospital. Everyone was very, And stay tuned for a great show, guys.
Hey,
come on.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Aaron.
Oh boy. Yes, Armando.
Are you drinking?
It's so funny that you asked me that, Armando, because I didn't. I had a beer last night, and it is the first beer that I had in 16 days, and it was so good, that beer that I had last night, that I decided I would follow up today and have a beer.
Oh, that's great.
That's great.
I hope you enjoy.
Yeah. Welcome to Gunwash Radio on Heritage Radio Network.
Armin in the building.
Armin's in the building. I don't approve. I approve and I don't approve. And it comes in, it goes in and out, and I don't know.
It's really. Like a bad rash.
I don't really know how I feel about it, honestly. Hey, Spliff, you're going to go on in a second, but like, can I ask you a question?
He's giving me a look, man. He doesn't like that.
What? You don't like that?
Nah.
Hey, listen, we will talk, Armin, later in the show. Spliff, do you write for OK Player?
Yeah.
So? you got a problem with it?
Yeah. I just think that the audience should know, because I've been catching on. I see things on the World Wide Web oftentimes, and I notice trends, and I just... It kind of dawned on me that it seems as though you've been doing a lot of work for LargeUp.com.
Yeah.
I enjoy the writing.
Over the past week, yeah.
All right.
It's been three things came out.
That's pretty steady. That's a steady LargeUp.com Spliffington drop.
Right? Trying to maintain the presence.
Well, how about you, let's get into it then, you know?
Okay.
I'm in the mood. I'm in the mood for the Gaza shit. Every Thursday night, every Thursday night here we're on Gunwash, gunwash at Gmail. If you want to call in, it's 718-497-2128. If you want to Twitter, it's at Gunwash.
I can't wait for Armando's story.
I can't wait for Armando's story.
I just had to come over here because I wanted to talk to Spliff.
Yeah.
I spoke to you, you know, last week. I haven't came on the show for like 2 weeks. I tried in calling last week. No one picked up. I guess everyone saw.
All right. We will settle these things. We will settle all these things. Very interesting night.
I had to answer some questions for Spliff.
Okay. We will figure this out after we hear.
Hi, this is Moby, and you're listening to the Heritage Radio Network.
Thank you. Okay, pull up that, please.
Well, righteousness is the only way. That means you want it. I saw the steam in a plate. Then, it's clean and a flex too. Don't think we go lock them up. Lock them up. And I live like the puppy, we go lock them off, lock them off. Them not live clean and not flex too dirty, we go lock them off, lock them off. I flex like the dog and I live like the puppy, we go lock them off, hey, hey, lock hey, them off. Hey, hey, hey. Well, in a corrupt and nothing, we go lock them off. No, you know I'm talking, we go lock them off. Me lock them off, and if you're a song, go trim. Me lock them off, I could have she or him. Me lock them off, to righteousness, me cling still, I lock them off. Give the youth them crack and them go crack them off. Give me the speed that come and them make me slap them off. And them not live clean and not flex too dirty. Me go lock them off, lock them off. Them a live like the dog and flex worse than the puppy. We go lock them off, lock them off.
If birds is for man, tell me why is it illegal? Yeah.
dead. A bird is for man. Tell me why is it illegal? Legalize it. Don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. And I and I will advertise it. Some call it something. Some call it the weed. Some call it marijuana. Yeah. Some of them are calling it ganja. But never mind, got to legalize it. And don't criticize it. Legalize it, yeah, yeah. And I and I will advertise it. This is what I have to confess. It's all about the sex. Hey, are the original this? Are the cannabis? The original this? That I put it in my pill and it cure me sickness. Are the cannabis? The original this? That I put it in my pill and it cure me sickness. Many years I listen to me argument. That they go with the AIDS and government. Them go ahead and then them keep a gun print. That has what we say, and lick the poker for the dance. Them ask the question, what a weed is this? Them get to find out it can make fabric. Them do a research on the ganja, yeah. And get to find out it can make paper. Now me touch on to the other class. Cannabis, they put it in a eye drops. They even put it in a painkiller. And the same cannabis, it cure me asthma. And the cannabis.
High grade, strictly high grade. Be afraid. We lick the chalice, make the water go.
World is in trouble anytime. Come.
I grin. Strictly I grin. Don't be afraid. We lick the chalice, make the water go. Me make break us up. Me make kick us. Give me the weed, the weed, the weed, weed. Cut off the cigarette like half of the BD. Smoke the weed till we eyes them bleeding. Pass another couple load and give me. Smoke the herbs, the herbs, the herbs, the herbs, the herbs. Oh, no, make the chalice go.
Just get a call, say a plane land. So me run, see me blade and me kush pan. We a wait for this something from morning. So me one who have the connection.
Everybody stop, team of the singer row.
We want fido,
we want fido, call me chalice a fido.
Chalice a fido.
Everybody stop, team of the singer cell. Create like, create with a eye. Everybody stop, team of the singer road. We want fido, call me chalice a fido. Everybody stop, team of the singer cell. Create like, create with a eye. Every
Community supposed to have a herbalist to supply the people them with all strain of cannabis. You can ask the doctors and the nurses and the scientists. Herbs never kill nobody yet, I hope you hear this. Sit on the board and watch me chop it up. Next thing me put it in a Rizla and me wrap it up. Make a CD or sell as a road, we know them have it up. Even if a quarter, if a half, if a ounce, you have me bag it up. Herbalist have the medicine a road. You want to do, come in, Chalice a feel.
Chalice a feel.
Herbalist have the medicine a sell. Real life, real with a high green smell.
Say we high grade in our head, we are the attend. High grade in our brain, we are the attend. Real high grade, me up. Say what? High grade in our brain, we are the attend. And high grade in our brain, we are the attend. Real high grade, me up. Yes. The highest it has it now from Amsterdam. Me package it, bring it from in a Westmoreland. High grade, it's about to be head. Highest I miss it from a man, bring it come. California push me money dollar. High grade, it's about to be head.
This hour, this grab this cannabis. Put it in a bucket and panelist. In a wiz, not a chalice. Real like great, just a loot up under this. Me no mix up in a decode, me no wallow this. Got gambling, pan rasta man, lalalist. Kush, me no burn bush, tell them, say straight up cookies, me a crush and yo meat.
Legalize the herb. It uplift my brain and strengthen my nerve. Stop from carry rasta man on curve. Highly, 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 high. Bill and just low, we herb. And let it go.
Yeah.
Jump out a helicopter for me plantation.
Excellent. Absolutely excellent. Herbert Spliffington on the tune. Here, tune. Exploding. Gunwash Radio. You know, you can find us at heritageradionetwork.com, or you can go to gunwash.com. You know, you can do that too. We go right to Heritage. Soon come, new website. That'll be cool. If you want to call in, 718-497-2128, but the lines are not going to be good. We are so, so packed with, we are so busy tonight. Okay, big thing is tonight, thank you, Herbert. Big thing is tonight, I
have
got
three new voice messages. Main menu.
We got to do this.
If okay. You want your messages
I'm excited.
Now,
I'm excited
press
for
1.
This.
To send a voice message, press new voice message.
Hi, this is David. I did call you back when you called me to be on the show tonight. And nobody picked up, and then I came home and waited by the phone for you to call me, and you didn't call me to do the show. Anyway, you can give me a call back at 213-374-791.
Prank calls.
Yeah,
I was home.
That's
back and said I was supposed to do the show tonight.
That's great
and
news.
I was by the phone all night, and now the show's over.
David Laporte.
So we got to get it better organized. Next time.
All right.
You give me a call back at 21.
Guy loves putting his number
out
there.
Yeah, he puts it out. I mean, listen, it's on the internet, right? All right. That's actually great. That's great news, Jack. That was a good surprise. the reason I'm not acting like, the reason I'm not jumping out of my skin is because I'm just like, I'm very anxious because there's like so much to do on the show tonight. Okay.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot. Okay, so the usual shit. You know, you can always catch us here every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tonight we got some weird stuff going on. Armando's going away soon, so we got to get something special from him. And he has a story that we talk about a lot, and he's going to tell it.
It's one of Aaron's favorite
it's
stories.
One of my,
I don't know why.
It's one of my favorite stories, and I fucked up by not. Well, the reason I fucked, I'll explain why I fucked up later. But you should know, ladies and gentlemen, that I got audited by the IRS, and that is also going to be part of tonight's show. If we can get to it. It's fine. Well, maybe it's not audited. We're going to find out because we got a special guy coming on in a second segment. So, Armando.
What'd it do?
We're very upset that soon come you will be taking a little trip. We're happy.
I mean, you're welcome to come visit. You know,
I'm just gonna
hang out. You know, try to meet new people.
Yeah.
Talk, you know.
Like this kind of shit.
Yeah. you could just tell people about things about New York, and people are like, oh my god, this kid's
yeah,
lost.
You're from the future.
He's like, yeah, hell yeah, you could come crash on my couch, you know? Yeah. Like, but so, yeah, I wanted to tell you one of your being favorite from stories.
The future, speaking of being from the future, give us a little bit of that.
Being from the future?
No,
it
no. I'm
traveling.
Talking about the story that you have. It makes me think.
It's an old story. It's, you know, it's a young Armando story, you know, when he was foolish and...
All right, so start it off, man.
Well, check this out. I'll tell you right now. A few years ago, I was probably like around 19, 20, my dad, my stepmom, my two sisters, we decided to go to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. It's like this little resort over there.
That's where my parents took their honeymoon.
Oh, wow. That's romantic.
That's not even, but okay.
So we go. We have mad fun. It's crazy-ass resort. It's like... touchscreen freaking showers.
When you told me this story, I was laughing so hard. Okay,
yo, it was like crazy touchscreen showers. Like the toilets was like washing your ass every time you took a shit or whatever. Crazy ass toilet. Crazy ass like hotel resort type of thing. Like 300 a night type thing. Right? Crazy. We were there for like 4 days. We went to go visit my aunt. That's amazing. Right?
Okay.
Yeah, she's out of this world.
But didn't
actually.
You tell me she was like doing some, like when you walked in?
Oh yeah, her nose was never closed. She was always like drinking at 5 a.m. like crazy old lady.
But what were you doing when you went to the house? What was she doing?
The first day I get to her house, she was breaking plates and wilding the fuck out like, who are you?
When you walked in the house.
And it's like 8 years since I seen her, and she's like craziest person I ever seen ever. My dad's younger sister. I don't want to like blow her up like that.
Whatever, it's all good.
But she has a black Benz in Myrtle Beach. Anyways, we hanging out. The resort's over, boring time. You know, I was just boogie boarding, family stuff,
you
know.
That sounds
pictures,
sweet.
Bungee jumping, you know, crazy bullshit. You know, tourist shit. Right? And then trip's over. My dad's like, yo, do you want to stay out here and get a job and stay out here for the summer? And I'm like, you know what? Sure, I'm with it. 3-4 days pass. My aunt, who's, you know, the crazy lady.
Yeah.
She's drinking, popping pills.
Yeah.
Doing blow.
Wow. That's an intense...
rolling my blunts.
That's an intense situation.
I cannot chill.
Yeah, she could not chill. Yeah. One night... Yo, this is a side story. One night she came home and broke her chandelier. And I'm like... right? But that's another story. And so... You know, by the fifth day, I'm in her house just kicking it. And I'm with my other cousin. His name is Brian. And he's like, you know, like 2-3 years older than me. He used to skate. I was telling Armin about that a little bit a while ago. But she had an argument at a pizzeria. I don't know what happened.
You don't know exactly what the argument was about?
I don't know exactly too much.
Just like a local pizza.
Yeah, just like some local pizzeria.
Local family-owned, regular old, you know, like a nice slice of pizza. You know?
Yeah. She comes home like around like 5 o'clock and like, she's like, Armando, these people disrespected me. Yo, what are you going to do about it? And yo, me and my cousin are like, nothing. Like, what are you going to, like, I'm sorry. He just, you know. Like,
wait, can I ask one question?
What's up?
Oh.
Remember how you mentioned that you went out to Myrtle Beach and kids were like, whoa, like, you're like Luke Skywalker. Or like,
yo,
because you had like the North Face, like, fanny pack, right?
Yeah, I had the North Face fanny pack. Yeah, and this word. Is like in like 2000, what, 1, 2, 3, some shit like that.
Some shit, yeah.
Five years long ago. Yeah, it was pretty long
ago. And they don't know anything about that. They're like, yeah, they don't know anything about that.
Dude, I was wearing like shorts with like Uptowns, like the high ones with the big strap on the back, yeah, and like no shirt.
And they like
know?
Didn't get it. They were like, whoa, you must be like next, yeah, for
yo, anyways.
Aliens, Super Mario Brothers movie.
So we're hanging out. My aunt says like, yo, I got this job for you. And you get these people disrespected me and you and my son are gonna go vandalize the place. And I was like, how so? She was like, you know, break the glass.
Yo,
vinyl
before,
shit.
Listen, before, when Armando told me the story one time, it was like, it's my favorite story, as he says. And when he told it to me, I was like, it seems as though you really, like, Because you were like, yeah, I lived in Myrtle Beach and it was really great, but
I lived in Myrtle Beach for 3 weeks.
And you were like something happened though, and I was like, what? And you're like, it's so bad that I just can't. Like, I just have to tell it sometime when I see you. I don't know, like, because it was so bad. Like,
it was insane. I got out of character for that moment, and I had to do something. And when you put in a situation, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's see what happens.
Okay,
so let me just get back to that. She told me, she was like, listen, these people disrespected me at this pizzeria. And I was like, wow.
Pizza beef.
And all right, pizza beef.
Yeah. Beef pizza. And they got that here at Roberto's.
Which I love, by the way. And she was like, I was like, no, auntie, I'm not doing this. I'm not dumb. My cousin's laughing like, fuck out of here, mom, you know?
Wow.
Can you pass the blunt? You know? So she was like, whatever.
That'd
she
be
was
nice
like and I was like, yo, I'm not doing anything if you're not paying me. She was like, I'll give you $1,000 right now. And I was like, what? You can't be serious. So I'm like, okay, I thought about it like for like 20 seconds. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. She was like, yo, I'll even give you a ride right now.
Oh, well, of course.
And I'm like, sure, why not?
She's the getaway.
Yeah. So she gives me, we find this hammer in her garage, right? Wow. And so, you know, she was like, take one of these scullies and here's some scissors. Make your own little
whoa
scully mask. And I was like,
whoa.
Right? So I do that.
Balaclava.
By the time it's like Baklava 10 p.m., she's like amping me up. I told her to put like some Mob Deep on or something.
Oh,
like,
hey, 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 hey.
She's like, yo, we're going to do this. Fuck them. No one disrespects me. You know? And she's like, I'm talking about she's high. Like, by, you know, like every stop, every red light, she would probably like almost nod off. Like, she's,
why? What is she doing? Opiates?
She was like opiates, drinking, blow. Yo, and she's, and while we're doing that, we're like smoking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crazy lady. Like, I still, like, I haven't talked to her like in 3 years because after that, like, I was like, you know, I'm not fucking with you. But that's the end of the story.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now. So we're driving to the place. I go and I, as soon as I get out the car, I'm like, yeah, fuck this. And I just smashed the windows. I just smashed everything. I'm talking about every, I was ninja swords, everything. I was evil. I was not Armando. I was like,
bad boy.
I was basically a bad boy. Exactly.
Anything Desmond McLean for me gone?
There we go. And then I start running out. This guy.
What do you mean? You like smashed the window and then smashed like everything?
I smashed pretty much. I was in there for like 30 seconds. 20 seconds. So imagine what you can do for 20 seconds and hammer and like all these people crying, scared.
Oh my God. You're like a real guy. You're like
Dude,
a real tough guy.
I mean, I wasn't tough because the only reason why I was doing that because I think there was like a lot of alcohol involved within those like 2 weeks of me being. I was waking up to beer and rum and who knows what every day.
It's really weird. It's weird.
Every day I was like doming like gorilla fingers, yo. Like it was not even funny. And I'm like 19.
Yeah. Wow.
And so the plan backfired.
Well, I mean,
some
that's
guy
not exactly
chasing
a plan.
No. Yo, some guy starts chasing out the restaurant.
Plan backfired?
No,
no way.
I ran by.
That plan backfired.
I run by the getaway car, right? Because I'm like, yo, if I run into the getaway car, this guy's going to like try to open the door. And like, something crazy is going to happen, you know? And then,
right.
So I just run by the car. I'm running like probably like a good, who knows, probably like 50 meters.
Yeah, Mullah.
And I just shake the guy. He's just like, yo, fuck this kid. This kid's like an Olympic racer. He's not stopping.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Adrenaline is like in me so much. Like,
yeah.
I smoked him, right? And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm gone. I can't find my aunt. You know, she's like, what the fuck? This kid's just, she just bounced on me. And all of a sudden, this cop guy in a pickup truck just goes. He's a cop though. Like I seen the sirens.
Yeah,
he had the uniform.
Yeah.
He had the boots to his knees. And he tells me about the crime that just happened at the pizzeria.
Oh my God!
No.
And I'm like, no. And I'm like, no way, for real. And he was like, yo, and you kind of fit the description.
You kind of fit the description of the guy.
And I'm like, are you serious? And I'm like, you listen, sir, I'm a tourist. Like, he could tell from my accent I was not from around there. He was just like, I'm just getting
Yeah, but if you're not from around there, that's
I'm just getting some ice from my aunt, you know? And he's like, oh, cool. So he was like, listen, can you mind if you get in a car and we'll go to the pizzeria and people will describe you? Yo, when I get to the pizzeria, no one was like, nah, that's not the person.
Wait. They were like, that's not him?
That's not the kid.
Wow.
And I was like, you see, officer, so can you guys give me a ride back to where I was going to go get some ice?
You were so futuristic. Like,
yo, they wasn't ready for me. I was like telling them, you're like, what? No. Like,
and they didn't snitch.
No one snitched. No one saw me. I mean, I did throw away the hammer and the mask, and like I lost the shirt.
You don't want to like carry it around with you for that much.
Nah.
Longer.
So basically, that happened.
Were you wearing nondescript shoes?
I was actually wearing those Adidas Sambas.
Oh, so totally generic. Like
no, but you know what's so crazy that
no one was rocking those back then.
Not even just that. They leave a print on the ground because there's like a little circle in the bottom.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Exactly
yeah.
Talking about, yeah.
So someone was like, yo, but your prints. It was just so crazy. That was
Max
like,
wants to know if you made that G.
So. All right. Yeah, so let me tell you.
The fucking money?
All right. So my aunt, the price was $2,000. She gave me $1,000 up front.
Okay.
There's a twist, though. I'm there. She's like, where's my aunt? I go to the gas station. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize.
I don't like to apologize. We go to the gas station. I call a cab, go home. And my aunt's not even home at all. So I wait like in the little, I lay in the grass for like 3 hours just waiting. I paid for the cab worth the $1,000 that she gave me up front.
It cost $1,000?
She gave me 10 $100 bills, whoa, which seemed like so funny.
So she bailed out, and then
I'm like waiting there for her. Like, where? Let me get the rest of my money.
And then
I
what?
Wanna chill.
She comes
and
gives you a
smoke.
Duffel bag, right?
Yo, I just pass out. I just go inside. My cousin just shows up, mad drunk. He just opens the door for me. Wake up. The next day, I wake up. She's like drunk. She has like I think she had a bottle of Jack Daniels or something. Rum, like something brown, you know, in a glass bottle.
How's she affording all this booze with no job?
Oh, she's so no. Shit. By the way, I didn't even get too much into detail, too much actually, because you know we only had a few minutes. But she had a $2 million house in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I had my own bathroom. Like it was that's why.
Money.
I,
whoa.
All right.
Yeah, I wanted to get into a little detail about all this stuff, but you know how you got like I like to improvise stories. Wow.
It's one of my favorite stories.
So the next day, check this out. This is where I still have my money. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get another $1,000.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get this jacket I saw on the internet. And I'm like, yo.
Shout out to Max.
That one worked.
She wakes me up. She's like, Armando, you got to leave.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, what do you mean? And I'm like, where's my money? I want to smoke. I need to take a shoe. Where's my stuff? She's like, I got all your stuff in the car. Don't worry. I'm going to drive you to the airport.
Oh, well.
And I'm like,
ride.
What happened, though? My dad said I'm supposed to stay here for the summer, though, and work. And she was
so
like, no, plan B. And I'm like, okay.
Plan B.
So she was like, listen, I'm going to drive you to my friend's house. Go. You're going to take a shower over there. You can hang out. I'm going to get you your plane ticket to go back to New York. And I'm like, okay. I'm like kind of like shocked because like, where's my stuff? I'm like, where's my stuff?
Right.
Like, where's all my... I just woke... She just basically woke... Like, I felt like she held me hostage because she just woke me up. She was like, get in the car and I'm going to drive you to my friend's house. So I wait for a few hours. I hop in the pool.
Oh, great. Hanging out. Yeah.
She gave me some weed. She was like, smoke this. I'll be back in 20 minutes.
Wow, auntie.
Yeah, auntie. She was really, really cool people. And she, you know, she was like one of those type of aunties that like... People, I used to feel awkward walking with her because people was like, damn, that's your aunt or your sister.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was like one of weird, it was weird.
Was she
type
hot?
Of, yeah.
I think that's what he's kind of saying.
Yeah.
All right, listen, we got to go to Spliff now, man.
All right, put Spliff on. But I just want to say last.
I just want everyone to hear that because you.
I want to say the last little quick thing, but I'll say it after Spliff.
No, I mean, like, Spliff will pull up and we'll talk while in the beginning in the first song, unless you're dropping something really epic, and then we'll. Just say it right now.
Basically. She never came back. I had to use the money, buy my own plane ticket to come back to New York.
Wow.
I never talked to my mom again right after that.
So much for Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Every time I think about pizza, I think about all the shattered glass that fell on top of the pizza.
Whoa, no more pizza. Glass pizza, whoa.
You know, and I've never been back to South Carolina. I talked to my cousin, and he's like, yo, dude, you're a fucking mind fuck. Every time I smoke weed, I think about you.
That's bad.
I caught some tags out there. It was pretty straight. I left my mark. I got laid every night.
For
sure
left your mark at the pizza place. Pizza will never be the same for them, and weed will never be for you, and weed will never be the same for them. It is exactly top of the hour. Jack, did you like that story?
Yeah, man.
I mean, it was
Max. Did Max like
it?
Max,
we loved it back here.
That was a great story, my man.
Okay, cool. Thanks, all right,
dude.
Good. Because I listened to it and I thought,
I got a bunch of tall tales.
Pull up. Let's pull it up, man.
Glass pizza.
Let's pull it up. We'll get some pizza. I want some food too, man. I need a beer.
Jack still owes me a pizza, by the way.
I'm ready to drink.
There it is. Rise up and Paul Dan Gorgon, risen from the foundation. Time I take my right foot first and show them who's the real man. We never know where them come from, man. You would watch me now. They think I'm gone away, but I'm back to claim it. But them my hype, but they can't maintain it. They want touch my style, but they can't obtain it. Then Gorgon back in town. Be never know one make them think me gone, but I'm back to claim it. No for them my hype, but they can't maintain it. Want touch my style, but they can't obtain it. Then Gorgon back in town. Be never know one make Ninja man come to tell everybody di di di. Bounty killer be the man and Eli li li li. Don't you know say me I'm a tuma di 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 di. Long time ago top celebrity.
Can't touch me it, can't touch me it. Them a wonder when me eat and when me drink, make me stuff it. Can't touch me it. Physically fit when me can it.
I'm a hit maker. King Shango making it all over the world. I know them say that I'm greater. I'm a hit maker. Alright, I don't mess. I'm not putting the fire upon the real player hater. I'm a hit maker. I'm not burn out them spies from fire. Put a fire upon traitor. I'm a hit maker. Yo, do I know why me a hit maker? Yo!
Yeah. Alright, I've got another four. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, my body.
Man, I'm still on top of things, other things. These things, the last time it rushed them like rings. Man, I'm still on top of things, other things. This is my new one, my boss, them is like a chip. Man, I'm still on top of things, what a thing. This Marcus, they have them lose them links. Man, I'm still on top of things, what a thing. This game's the last thing, what your judgment coming back. And I'm still on.
Then I like it, then I like it. Why them a fight? We fight, we fight it. Then I like it, then I like it. You never bow, I'm a bite, we bite it. Then I like it, then I like it. You in a hype, hype, hype. Then I like it, then I like it. You know I want to watch you. We bust them, we bust them, we bust them. We fire and toast them, we bust them, we bust them. We'll be a man and some them. In fire, I'm a bit fire. Bust them, I
on the rise, Iblis in their eyes. They don't go in disguise. They never get broken. The spirit of destruction.
I'm unchangeable. Yeah, I'm like one of the strangers. Yeah, welcome here to people on the main level. Come in and get them on the same level. All right, I'm because of you. You know you said them, they don't need up with them. Let up hell boy and chucky them. So we call Bling Dog and the puppy them. Give them a ball of fire and let them be confident.
We don't listen to chatty mouth. My thing can be blotted out. East, west, north and south. Well, I miss me every one of the ghetto youth. Them a shout.
My thing turn up everywhere. Yeah, yeah. World is in trouble.
We don't listen to chatty mouth. We don't listen to chatty mouth. My thing can be blotted out. East, west, north and south. Well, I miss me every one of the ghetto youth. Them a shout.
My thing turn up everywhere. Yeah, yeah. My thing turn up everywhere. Yeah, yeah. My thing turn up everywhere.
Then to chat him out. Then to chat him out. Listen to chat him out. My thing can be blotted out. East, west, north and south.
When they get to you, them a shout.
Hey,
my thing turn up everywhere. Yeah, yeah. My thing turn up everywhere. Yeah, yeah. My drink to no privy way. Some boy thing only turn up round. That's all. My drink to no privy way. Yeah, yeah. Now you're some go no privy way. Yeah, yeah. Hot like this, no privy way. Some boy thing only turn up round. That's all.
And now everybody I go like you. Yeah, no for them still I figure fight you. Yeah, I know everybody I go rate you. Some I go love you and some I go eat you. Yeah. Everybody I go like you. So no matter who I fight you. Everybody I go rate you. Some of them we hate you. Don't make them go on. Why them not like you? Watch who them gone. Why them stays up from the day them born? Them office is right up is a profile. When they say make them go on. Why them a go on? So watch who them gone. Them not office is right up is a profile. Big time sell out me tell them a go on. Alright then.
People in the streets are about to time up. Dollars are decreased and tax are climb up. Ask the police. To the mark of the beast, them don't go sign up. Turn to the Sabbath boy, he'll be fine up. Sabbath of the trip, Babylon time up. In a corruption, he don't go chime.
Hey, hey, hey,
go wind up, so that one on him. Capital beat it and knock it. More rental on the youth than back it. Capital beat it and knock it. If I fall, let them I keep up till I'm stop it. Capital beat it and knock it. More rental on the youth than back it. Capital beat it and knock it. We say none of them not bad like the prophet, all right. See, there no story go come up to bother you. Clap it and beat it and them checks say the gun. Them think of the SK and the 44 Magnum. But them never know say I'm the Naya in the drum. When me a beat it and beat it, beat Babylon down. Beat it pan and us say beat it pan rum. Beat it pan go, beat it pan open up room. Me a beat down sad up. Clap it and beat it and knock it. Move it to the youth them back it.
Everything on fire, gang cool, hey! I'm burning them up, 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 I'm burning them up.
Shoot!
Make it. Fire, gang cool, hey! I'm burning them up, 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 I'm burning them up.
Shoot up!
They get to youth, them say figure school. And tell them seven follow the golden rule. And never let the wicked man take you in a fool.
Hey, 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 hey!
Make them ride the light blue. Cut the fire with me, but now I'm no time for cool. Too much vampire get blood in the pool. Hey, Emperor Selassie, I roll. Hey, Shango, tell them the thing turn up, see the thing turn up. Alright, star, moon, sun up.
Hey, hey, hey!
Turn up, see the thing turn up. Bird flu, swine flu. I'm gonna get burned up, you know, see the thing turn up. See the thing turn up. I let the pagan vampire get burned up, you know. See the thing turn up, see the thing turn up. Whip cream and gush ice, everything get burned up.
That you and me am not forward. I want them boy, who knows that King Shango locked up round here. And I'm fucking, see it down, major. Want to get poison with grandma soon. That you and me am not forward. I want them boy, who knows that King Shango locked up round here. And you want to tell him something, see it down, major.
Well, we want to get poison with grandma soon. From them, they're wild.
Yeah, them forget a bomb from the bomber zone. When I go, me say forget the Ramatone. Yeah, them poison with grandma zone. Yeah, them no one walk on that zone. Yeah, them forget a bomb from the bomber zone. Yeah, we don't tell them something. See, jump, me left them via chaka chaka. Anytime me knocka knocka kappa kappa. Jump out kappa kappa. Me want to push them in a kappa when they say a friend. Me left them via chaka chaka. Anytime me knocka knocka kappa kappa. Jump out kappa kappa. Don't I don't want to tell them something. Look ya,
oh we yes, it's Gunwash Radio. You know, yeah, that's fine, Spliff. Yeah, all right, everyone. I'm alone in the studio now. It's actually kind of good. So, you know, our guest tonight, as I mentioned earlier in the show, we have. So basically, I got a you know a letter from the IRS, and it's something that I haven't experienced before, and. So I decided to call on a guest, and it's a gentleman named Joe Bannister. Basically, Joe Bannister is a former IRS criminal investigator from the and he was a special agent. And during his career, he learned about certain special constitutional questions that basically had him questioning his own livelihood and the business that he was in. Jack, so are we going to bring him through? Or
we've got Joe on the line now.
Joe Bannister, are you there, sir?
Yes, Aaron. How are you?
I'm great. How you doing there, sir?
Excellent. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm good. Well, this is Gunwash Radio, and you know, the thing about it here is that you know we don't hold super strong opinions really about anything. We just want to educate everyone and make sure that people have the information they need to form their own opinions, you know? And I just want to say before I introduce you that for some reason this year, I'm here, everyone is talking about taxes. Everyone that I talk to is talking about taxes this year. And I know that, I guess, maybe it's just because I'm getting a little bit older and I'm noticing it more, but everyone is talking about taxes. And on that note, if you would, Mr. Bannister, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, from 1993 until 1999, as you mentioned, I did serve as a special agent in the IRS Criminal Investigation Division, and I expected to serve a full 20-year law enforcement career there. But about midway through that five-and-a-half-year career, I began to investigate some of the claims that some people in the public were making. At the time, the IRS called those kinds of people illegal tax protesters.
Wow.
One of them was talking on a talk radio show back in 1996, and she put forth some very provocative information on this particular show that I listened to. And I decided that I'd look into what she had to say, primarily because I thought she couldn't possibly be telling the truth.
Right.
And so I wanted to expose her for lying. But after about 2 years of part-time research, while I still worked as an IRS special agent, evenings and weekends, I concluded that what she was saying about the federal income tax was largely true, and that basically the IRS was, at least the hierarchy, the management of the IRS, was knowingly violating people's rights and taking their money, even though the IRS didn't have the legal authority to do so.
Now, why is it that the income tax is such an issue, especially in the literature that you write? I mean, I've listened to interviews. What is it about the income tax that is so messed up?
Well, what's interesting is, one of the things that I learned as I began to research it, that the income tax is actually the darling of people like Karl Marx. Of course, is famous for coming up with the communism and wrote the Communist Manifesto. And so, people like Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, the founders of the country, they were against income taxes, what they called direct taxes, and made it very difficult in the Constitution to implement such direct taxes. But Karl Marx, that was the kind of tax he loved. And so I thought that was kind of interesting that the income tax has been around, the contemporary income tax, since about 1913, when the 16th Amendment was allegedly ratified. And so, I thought, well, I don't really like that, of course. The American people don't seem to like the federal income tax all that much. They don't like the IRS. Lo and behold, the founder is Karl Marx, which, some people like him, but I'd say most Americans don't.
What, the founder of the IRS was Karl Marx?
Pardon me?
The founder of the IRS? Oh, well, no. He was the founder of those idealists, of those ideals or whatever it was.
Correct. And then the IRS comes around and basically implements that kind of taxation.
So then the income tax sort of becomes taxation for the sake of taxation, almost, in certain ways.
Really primarily for control and putting fear in the people as opposed to just a revenue-raising mechanism.
Joe, how do you... Well, first of all, when you started to hear the claims of such and such a radio show, did you question it? Like, no, this is my career. I took a career path that I was told was moral, and I'm protecting people, and I'm looking for the good of the United States. And you must have questioned it like that. Am I wrong? I mean,
No, you're actually very, very close to my reaction. At that time, I was about in my early 30s. And my entire professional life revolved around the income tax. I was a CPA prior to going into the IRS and had assisted clients with tax returns and tax research and all kinds of things. And then, of course, the IRS hired me to carry a gun and a badge around, even on airplanes. This is prior to 9/11.
Whoa. Post 9/11.
So, it was certainly my entire life revolved around the income tax. So I was, if anyone could have been a skeptic, it was me. And so that's exactly how I approached it, was that this couldn't possibly be true, that there are these very nasty parts of the income tax that are actually violating people's rights.
Right.
But I better look into it because this talk show I've been listening to has had a lot of truthful information in the past, and so either they've gone off the deep end and are now reporting untruthful information, or there's something to it. So I just had to look deeper, and I was very surprised at what I found, because I ended up concluding that the IRS was indeed breaking the law and violating people's rights. And these people that they called illegal tax protesters, many of them at least, not all, but many of them were actually telling the truth and pointing to facts and evidence that was very solid.
We have a studio question for you, Joe. Armando has a question for you.
How you doing, Joe? I was wondering, what type of gun did the government issue you?
I had a Sig Sauer 9mm handgun.
Oh, that's hard stuff there. Wow. Before we go into the fun stuff, which is what happened, which is you helping me understand what happened to me via the IRS, what exactly? Well, maybe you already told me when you did this research. What specifically? The data, what was the data or the information specifically that had you say, like, whoa, this woman is right. This is actually, something's going on here.
Well, basically, you know, I earned an accounting degree from San Jose State University way back in 1986, and then studied for and passed the CPA exam, became a certified public accountant. The IRS put me through weeks and weeks of training.
I bet.
And yet, once I began to look into these issues, I found how much I wasn't informed about, how much I wasn't educated about during this education and training.
Interesting.
In the training and in my education at university, it all dealt with, well, what can you deduct, and what do you do when you sell your house, and things like this, where the conclusion was already arrived at that everyone owed the tax. Whereas when I did the research, I found that there are actually fundamental questions that have to be answered before you determine that you actually owe the tax.
Interesting.
Things like being liable for any federal tax. There are federal taxes that govern alcohol, tobacco, firearms, airline flights, recycling, you name it. And
wow.
The people that have to pay those federal taxes are people that are liable to pay them. And so just like every other federal tax, I looked for the liability provisions in the federal income tax system and found that the only people that are liable for the federal income tax are non-resident aliens and foreign corporations and withholding agents who pay money to non-resident aliens and foreign corporations.
Interesting.
As opposed to the average American.
Wow.
So that's one of the examples of where I presumed throughout my professional life that, hey, everyone has to pay this tax, everybody must be liable for it.
Sure.
But then when somebody prompted me to look, I found that, in fact, most Americans aren't liable to pay it, and the IRS actually admits in their own literature that you only have to keep records, keep books and records and file tax returns when you are liable for the tax.
Oh my God.
That's one example of, an absence of a mandate. There is no liability provision for the average American for the federal income tax.
Huh.
Another one has to do with income, the definition of income. There actually is a constitutional definition as defined by the U.S. Supreme Court, and income is not what everybody thinks it is in terms of when you go out and work and you spend, 4 hours working and you get 4 hours of pay, you're simply earning money, earning your living, basically surviving.
Right, well,
there's no,
yeah.
There's no gain that you're deriving from that process. You're simply trading your property, which is your time, for 4 hours worth of green stuff.
It's the question that I wrestle with every day, man. That's why I do radio. It's like, you know, it makes me feel like at least I can own something, like I'm doing something that I believe in.
Right, and the Supreme Court has ruled, not this isn't my opinion, that your time is your property.
So strange. It's just
so
weird.
There's
it's
another
weird
example of where the American public thinks that their work, the fruits of their labor, is income, and therefore they have to pay an income tax on it. But the Supreme Court has said that that isn't income, that what income is a profit or a gain separated from the capital, which is a lot different than you and I going out to work every day.
Well, that's a hefty amount of information that I'm sure our listeners are dropping their jaws about. I can see my producer is like, whoa, whoa. So, Joe, you know, they don't give you a gun and a badge to go after, you know, people that rob candy stores. What exactly does a special agent at the IRS do with said gun and badge? I mean, I know that not everything involves a gun, but, you know, what kind of guys were you looking at?
Could be some pretty nasty characters. An IRS special agent has the same designation in the federal government as an FBI agent or a Secret Service agent.
Wow. It's
called a GS-1811. That's the series of employee. And that means that you are, you know, authorized to carry a firearm and that you're authorized to perform criminal investigations of a particular segment of federal law. So yeah. IRS special agents would investigate the income tax and money laundering and some bank fraud statutes of the federal law. So the people that most of my personal career was spent with money laundering targets.
I see.
So I worked with FBI and DEA on various kinds of you know, drug smuggling, crack cocaine. In fact, when I was working at the IRS was back when there was an Olympics that was being held in Atlanta, Georgia. And there was quite a lot of activity whereby their crack cocaine was being muled or transported from California to Georgia.
Oh, wow.
The drug dealers could basically buy it cheaper in California and sell it for more higher price in Georgia. So, of course, they could make an extra lots of money. So that was one of the investigations that I was involved with. So, you know, got to be some pretty nasty characters. One gentleman that I was actually investigating ended up being shot in the face at point blank range. So that investigation came to an end rather abruptly.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, okay. I want to make sure. Okay, so basically, Joe, I got this thing in the mail, right? So I'm a 27-year-old dude. I don't exactly balance my checkbook, if you know what I mean, okay? So, mm-hmm. But I do my best, okay? So I got a letter in the mail, right, that says, you know, Internal Revenue Service, you know, Department of Treasury, why am I getting this notice? The income and payment information, ergo wages, miscellaneous income, interest, income tax withheld, earned income credit, etc., that we have on file does not match the entries from your 2010 1040. If this information is correct, you will owe such and such amount of money. What is that? Am I audited?
That is a form of an audit. Basically, one of the ways the IRS, well, one of the reasons they can function as well as they do is because your fellow Americans and businesses, you know, in your area, anyone you work for, have a relationship with, they report to the IRS what they pay you. And then the IRS expects you, you know, in between January and April 15th of the following year, to report what it is you received. And then the IRS will do a comparison between what you say you received and what the people who paid you say they paid you. And if there is a discrepancy between the two, they'll send you a notice just like you described.
So this is like probably, you know, because I work full-time as a designer, but I probably, you know, I did freelance and probably didn't claim something or something of this nature, right?
Yeah, I mean, what you should do, though, is, you know, the IRS is notorious for sending out notices that aren't correct.
Oh,
so just presume that they are correct. What you should do is check the information that they claim they received against what you have in your own records and what you put on your tax return. Did you make a copy of your tax return before you sent it in?
You know,
you didn't have the 10.
I'm not so sure about that. I gotta check. I'm still getting the hang of this, Joe. You know, I gotta be honest with you. I'm still getting the hang of it. You know, I'm not. I don't want to take on the IRS, and I don't think that's what you want people to do either. But I mean, clearly, it ain't exactly black and white what's on the paper. It, you know, it's not exactly. There's other stuff going on. You know.
Yeah, no, and you're right. I discourage people from taking on the IRS one-on-one, but I do encourage people to educate themselves. And, of course, the more information and education you get, the less fear that you have. But, you know, I would say there's nothing wrong with looking at the notice and checking to see if it is correct and that possibly you were incorrect in what you put on your return. If you didn't make a copy of your return, you know, you can go to an IRS office in your area and ask for a copy of it.
Ah, yes.
There's also something called an IRP, which stands for Information Return Processing. And you might get some what they call IRP transcripts, okay, for the 2010 year.
Wow.
And that will show you what was reported about you from other people.
Interesting. Interesting.
Now, was there a deadline on this notice, or when?
I missed it. Okay, so that was my other question. So I went out of town, and I missed the deadline. You know, sometimes I don't check my mail, so I did miss the deadline. Now I'm sure because I've watched the IRS videos. They say, you know, don't panic, and you know, there's always, you know, you can defer and all this stuff. But now, what happens to people that just ignore forever? Hey! Can you just ignore it forever?
Unfortunately, not. What the IRS will do is they'll look to you for your input, you know, for you to comment on their allegations there. And if they don't hear from you, they're going to just move forward under the presumption that they're correct and you are incorrect.
I see.
So whatever amount on that notice that they are saying you owe, that's what they're going to run forward with. Now, you can reopen the case. There's something called audit reconsideration.
Joe, this goes deep, Joe. There's a lot of stuff here.
Yeah, well, got to help you here.
Yeah.
But you can look into audit reconsideration, which would enable them to open it back up, even though you missed the earlier deadline. And then you can say, look, you know, now, of course, this is if they are incorrect and you are correct of
right.
what you put on your return.
Right.
But if they're correct and you actually made a mistake, then it's probably best that you pay what they're demanding earlier than later, because the longer you wait, more interest and penalties will add up.
All right. So, listen, incredibly, incredibly eye-opening, Joe. We're very privileged to have had you on the show. Most of our listeners are people like me who, as you can imagine, don't exactly balance their checkbook. So we're very thankful to have people like you, especially because you promote the truth. And, you know, it's not about the IRS being evil. It's about making sure that you if the IRS is evil, the IRS is evil. We can't really change that. We didn't ask to be part of society, but we're here. And, you know, it's best to really know what you can know so that you can defend yourself if necessary. Right. You know,
that's exactly right.
Joe Bannister, where can people learn more about you and learn about the research that you do?
Best place is my website, agentfortruth.com.
Oh, that's an easy
there
one.
Are videos and audios available there and articles that I've written. You know, people probably like the videos the best, but agentfortruth.com would be a great place to go.
Excellent, excellent. Well, Joe, we've been very privileged to have you on Gunwash Radio, and I hope to have you back soon. I know the listeners will definitely follow you on your website, and a lot of very valuable information for us. We're growing up. It's time to learn about the IRS.
Definitely.
Thank you, Mr. Joe Bannister, for joining us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Hey, take care there, Joe. Hey, that was excellent. Bye-bye. That was awesome. That was good, right? Hey.
I wanted to ask him.
Yeah, I know. You had another question. And I'm sorry.
I just wanted to know the penalties. Like, what would happen?
You know, I think it's just they build up interest on you.
Okay.
And then if you do really, really insidious stuff like steal or launder or, you know, large.
How would they
of
know
money,
if you like steal? Like, how would they know they, I got look, five DVD players in my house?
You want to know why? Because they hire people and they say, yo, here, you get a salary. And the salary depends on knowing how many DVD players Armando has. And by God, they are gonna find out how many DVD players you have.
Imagine like you owe so much money to the IRS that they hire like some informant type of dude and it has to be like some regular guy.
No, that's what this gentleman Joe Bannister kind of stuff he was doing. He was dealing with insidious guys. All right, so
Armando,
listen.
What's up?
How's the pizza?
It was so awesome. I saved you a slice.
Armando got his pizza. Yes.
Finally, after
many months. There we go.
Thank you so much, Jack.
Yeah. Well, hey, Jack.
I saved you a slice from whoever wants to left.
Hey, listen, hey, Jack. That was a really good segment, man. I learned a lot. Man. That was really, really good.
It was useful.
That was very, very useful, man. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, so
I haven't done my taxes yet either.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. You know, don't panic. You have time.
That's right.
TurboTax.
Okay, listen, this has been Gunwash Radio. You know, you can find us every week, Thursday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go to heritageradionetwork.com, or you can just go to gunwash.com. It kind of goes to the same place. Gunwash@gmail.com if you have anything you want to say to me. And, of course, if you want to tweet, it's @Gunwash. Spliffington, if you'd like to, you could certainly go up that. Beautiful.
Hi, this is Todd Haymore, Secretary of Agriculture and Forestry for the Commonwealth of Virginia. I listen to Heritage Radio Network.
Anything test man me clean for me gone.
Mr. Dangerous, original dangerous, danger, danger, danger.
World is in trouble. Anytime. Come.
Mr. Dangerous, original dangerous, danger, danger, dangerous. Come jump in my chest, I am dangerous. Hey, dangerous.
Worldwide, watch it out. Closing argument, everything come to an end now. This is a blueprint, and I'm telling you that speaking. Come on, oh, many souls, my soul, kill already. Many, 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 many. For months like that, they're already. Many, 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 many. All right. In the cemetery, cemetery, semi cemetery, man in a shop, and you last the member to bury. Ay, bury, 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 bury. Too many souls, not enough dance hall. That's why them are too dead after all. Select up on the final out of white ball. Same time, me hear them fans start to fall. Run nothing on my soul, and meet them, don't fall. They don't fall, don't fall. My soul, I lost and tall, and sing.
Somewhere to talk about them want to give a competition. Hotcha, and I go on next to my champion. Well, this one up to the execution, followed by the burial. Watcha, Mr. Cat, I get in the mention. Me tell them, say, watcha. Me tell them, my son, a killer song. Boy, we have the job, we special, job, we special. That's nice for the class team. We make the argument circle, argument circle. My son, a killer song. Boy, we have the job, we special, job, we special. That's nice for the clash thing. We make the argument circle, argument.
Hey, hey, hey,
some
hey,
clash
hey.
Business, then some are cops out.
Come in a clash and them a run up them out. Play one job a fee so them run the road. Don't get vexed and we dust them sound out. Try to find a way to make the song get promoted. Send finger clash it down but we run the road. Play them first up we just knock them sound out. I saw the jump and get us out. When me tell them say my sound a kill a sound boy. We have the job feel we special. Job feel we special. That's nice but the clash thing. We make the argument second. Argument second.
Assassin, I see frown no love, no farmer, batty man. Let me see the hand, them a wave, a wave, a wave. See ya. Anyway, hey, me sex y'all a bad man pleasure. Well, good boy no like batty nigga. Hey, all who believe in vagina. Ha ha. Well, ha 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 ha. Well, this is Ninja 4, the original assassin. Assassin, I see frown no love, no farmer, batty man. Let me see the hand, them a wave. A wave, a wave. See ya. Anyway, hey, me sex y'all a bad man pleasure. Well, good boy no like batty nigga. Hey, all who believe in vagina, wave your hand like a car wiper. Me sex y'all a bad man pleasure. Well, good boy no like batty nigga. Hey, all who believe in vagina, wave your hand like a car wiper and sing. From them a funny man, yes, them fi dead well. Me a go pull them up a copper and lead style. From them a funny man, yes, them fi dead well. Me a go pull them up a copper and lead. For you a funny man, punk air this. Gunshot, gunshot, from your mingle in a shit. Shoot no lock up in a house with Clovis. And out a dog, you lock out Beatrice. But I na broke down, assassin get it fixed. Batty boy fi dead, them shoulda never exist. I woulda never turn a batty mechanic well. In a dem head, dem must sick. Sit ya, fi sex, y'all a bad man pleasure. Well, Virgo man
on... We the poor class of people, we want war. Oh, it's a go-go. We want war. Oh, it's a go-go. And some other people, I stand up and give some firm argument, but it's a issue, you know. Tell me, oh, it's a go-go. Enough with a pun. If I teach a boy, start more, let me turn. Oh, it's a go-go. I set all me gun. Rasta, no rasta, them boy, they a ton. Oh, we...
World is in trouble.
We want lots of people. We want more. Oh, it's a go-go. We want more. Oh, it's a go-go. And somebody put a stop and give some firm argument, but it's a issue, you know. Tell me, oh, it's a go-go. Enough with your fun. If I teach a boy, start more, let me turn. Oh, it's a go-go. My friends are me turn. Rasta, no rasta, them boy, they a turn. It's a go-go. Enough with your rule. I'm on a hole, let me find for your hole. Oh, it's a go-go, if me get cool. I'm in a stamp till me achieve me goal. We live in a stock, me style, and we die. We are one and everybody keep quiet. The man a rule and nobody now riot. Don't you ever stand why you dead like a liar. Oh, it's a go-go, enough is a fun. If I teach a boy, start more, let me son. Oh, it's a go-go. Blaster, no pasta, them boy, they a ton. Oh, it's a go-go, enough is a rule.
This is the original Cold-Blooded Murderer. Step across any border. Deal with any fool or any crapper. Awa, no mountain, chill. What do I say? Me nah go run, me nah go hide, me nah go mark.
Hey, hey, hey.
Go and step in all them face with me clocks. And if them text big thingy go and cask off. Me nah go run, me nah go hide, me nah go mark. I go and step in all them face with me clocks. And if them text big thingy go and cask off. When me and Copper Rob come and a sparker. Sprag the Benz a baby just a walk. When me a run down switch and police. Ninja man was still a petty thief. Half a line him still a thief piece. Me nah go run, me nah go hide, me nah go mask. I go and step in all
them. Yo, back for city and Talwa Addis Ababa. Yo, I'm a Gideon.
I was born in a system that doesn't give a fuck about you, nor me, nor the lie. I forgive, keep my guns low. Just in case things get free.
Hey, hey, hey,
that's
hey.
Just the way I live.
Hey, hey, hey,
yeah,
hey, hey.
That's me, yeah, I say. Don't be a victim of things I do to survive. Because I'm all wishing you any good, you Babylonians. Disrespect coming out their mouth. Whoa, now you get me mad, I shove it down your throat. Ah, telling me lies ain't gonna get you nowhere. No, you're
half of what they say, and I watch here, don't remember foolish dog, bug the flying bird, some can't find that word, not a more toothpaste waste from Blackbird, cause I'm moving backward. Work! It's a word sound and poor, make the man feel no pain, but if they meet the dead, they have to move like a train.
World is in trouble, anytime.
Oh, well, two to eight, every man a jar ride, you know. I don't know what I'm going to see you later. That's one giant stop, giant bit over giant, make a ride jar. Say a bad ball. Yeah, the matador. Back off of me, I'm a score. Well, I used to be bad for what they say, and I watch here, don't remember foolish dog, bug the flying bird, it's a cat final word, not a more toothpaste waste from Blackbird, cause they're moving backward. Bird! Hey. It's a word sound and poor, make the man feel no pain. But if them hit the dead, them have to move like a train. Beating up them gum and I state them complain. Them can't test them and they're moving, I'm Tanzania. Heard sound and power make the man feel the pain. But if them hit the dead, them have to move like a train. Beating up them gum and I state them complain. Test them and they're moving, I'm Tanzania. Lily, hurry, come up, young bird, with them new name. Should make them go and fly, go lick up in a hurricane. I fly, come lick up in a dapper down wind of pain. If them lift up every load, me say them stuck to go straight. Must they sick, them must they sad, them must they mother and sick. Who that wicked like it, so that bad like John Wayne. Don't you know who for frighten me, I'm gonna fear me, judge a name. Not take no destruction, and state no complain. So tell them it's a cat, the man don't make him name. The man rough and him train, sustain. Word sound and power make the man feel no pain. But if them hit the dead, them have to move like a train. Beating up them gum and state them complain. Them can't test the man, we're moving, I'm judge a name. Word sound and power make the man feel no pain. But if them hit the dead, them have to move like a train. Beating up them gum and state them complain. Them can't test the man, we're moving, I'm judge a name. I'm going to get the helicopter, Mr. Run, go take a plane. Them fuck up in a dead, them have to move like a train. I'm gonna say my whole picture for you. Now take the objects, man, I'm beating up.
Cruising around with a jeep full of honeys. Each one want to introduce a me a to their mummies. Some want me back up and come over with my luggage. The ride won't be smooth, it will be rugged. My loving attitude extremely cold-blooded. If you want to ride, make sure you can manage. My daily menu is some peanut porridge. One step to do is to do some damage.
Awesome.